The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Hi, so on the line right now, we are from the Hunter Search and Rescue, Mr. Rambaranta. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you and your listenership.
Yeah, all right, man. So thank you for taking the call. Sorry, but for some reason, I'm not getting you through the studio's phone there. So you're in Tobago right now, of course, right?
Yes, we're currently in Tobago.
And you've been there since when? For how many days now?
Well, today's day six, and baby Angelo has been missing for 8 days today.
Eight days.
And we've been on the ground here for six. Today's the sixth day.
Yeah.
And it's been tough going for us, but we've been out and about every single day, leaving home at 7:30 a.m. each morning. We attend briefings with the Trinidad Tobago Emergency Management Agency. That's to make sure that all our communication equipment is okay. And then we do some map work. And then we leave there at 8 and head out into the field. So it's been that for the past 6 days. We're currently having lunch. And we intend to push out again in just after this interview.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I mean, I've said it before. I've said this time and time again. I did an interview with you guys before. I said these hunters, search and rescue, there is no reward for what you all do. I believe you all should get all resources from government, be a part of the TTPS. I mean, look how TTPS is calling you. It's TTPS is calling you to help to do this, because I mean, I honestly believe, like, do you feel like you're on a wild goose chase, or is there a particular area? How do you know where to look?
All right, so this case is different. Since the announcement was made that baby Angelo went missing, there were allegedly some confirmed reports that a body was seen in the sea. And that is when we got to Tobago and immediately began the coastal searches. All right? We had our guys do all the clips in Goodwood, and we patrolled for probably 2 days until we became aware that may not have been a confirmed sighting. And then there's a number of stories circulating, and then we switched to the Stanley Park landfill. But in between those, because we are so focused, we had identified search areas. So we were pulling out, we were doing land searches around the Goodwood area in between doing all of this, right? The landfill issue came, and that seems to have gone. And so today, for the first time, we are dedicating a whole day search to areas we identified. Yesterday, we did some landfill in the morning. Then we joined the TTPS and team and they on some searches, and then we completed those around 3:30 p.m. and we didn't go home. We went back down and searched until it was night. And so today we decided to dedicate a whole day to try to finish areas we decided we wanted to search. Are we rising above the noise? Because stories are changing.
All right, yeah, you're hearing stories, yeah.
It's taken away from our focus in terms of a complete and safe area. So this morning we refocused and we said we'll focus on our areas.
All right, so is this based on information where do we know exactly what you all would, you don't have to say, but would you all know exactly that somebody say, all right, the child is here, is somebody responsible for where the child could be staying, or they buried or take the child or something? And my question is, how do you know exactly where to look?
We analyze what's out there, and we make a decision based on our analysis, right?
Right.
So you're saying if the child's father is stating publicly that he has been locked out of a relationship with his son, which is biological son, and there is an ongoing situationship with somebody else, then we've come to the conclusion that if the child has to be moved, there is no, absolutely no reason to come up with a missing person report. All right? The child could go wherever he go once the mother knows. So this question of somebody taking the child or the child being removed, we threw that out of the window.
Mm-hmm.
The angle that we are chasing is today is the, let's face the reality. Where is baby Angelo? Yeah.
But the reality also is so that the mother and the her common-law husband, people don't want me to say the stepfather, the common-law husband or the mother's boyfriend, they are the last two people seen with the child. Not so?
Exactly, and that's the angle we chase him, that something has gone terribly wrong and Angelo cannot be found.
So why is it taking 8 days to find out from these two people what happened to the child?
And, well, so that's the investigative part, and the TTPS has been handling it, and as per normal, they will keep the information gathered confidential. I'm really hoping that they make a breakthrough and they're able to say, okay, this is where the child is. And we know this is one of the longest continuous search that we've been on in the longest while, you know.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, I personally feel, but you don't feel like you're wasting your time? You're just out there searching.
We feel that Ham has come to Angelo, and we feel that two things. It's either he was harmed and transported out,
mm-hmm.
or and placed near to where he resides. Mm-hmm. And therefore, our focus has been on checking the routes available out of Goodwood, and also to check in the forested areas of Goodwood.
Okay. All right, well, I'm trying to, really try. I don't know if it's just me, sir, but I am really trying to make sense out of this, but it sounds like the TTPS out there in Tobago is really, they're really lacking here. To me, they waited way too long to really interrogate the mother and the common-law husband, the mother and the boyfriend, because they were the last two people. I mean, if you look at any case where a child is missing, anybody missing, I mean, don't care if it's mother, father, what, I mean, those are the first two suspects, because those were the last two persons that the child was seen with. So therefore, they must answer to something.
I think they move late, and yes. I'll give it some why they move late.
Mm-hmm.
An inspector of police from the said district spoke to me and told me he saw the body in the water. He told me that he even took a rock and threw it into the water and told me, Mr. Rambrack, there is where I spotted the body.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you can't blame the TTPS, because this is one of a senior officer saying, I saw a body in the water. And they would have had to direct their resources to hostile searches and they would have had to believe that the child had drowned. Or something happened and the body ended up in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what took up the initial time until other stories started circulating. Now, the residents in Goodwood, they were adamant from day one that that the little baby was not in the sea. Eh?
Right, okay.
And things such happened. They doubted the sighting. And they were saying, you need to focus on the common law husband and the mother,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Now, when an entire community speaks, and is speaking loudly, you have to listen. And that's why we said to ourselves, we need to do the land searches and the route searches. Because let's look at it. Of all the bodies we found, is either close to the scene of the area or transported and dumped somewhere on the side of the road. So we know, based on our experience, what we have to do. It's just that the distractions are coming, and there is a bit of interference, because if the police calls me now after I speak to you and say, Mr. Aramba, I need your help on that end, we will go. We will go. But our search areas that we've mapped out, that time to complete that, we need more time. So that's how it has been going here in Tobago. But I tell you what, I really pray and hoping that even if the investigators came on board late, that, you know, from on their end, and I have been telling my team, I think the police will make a breakthrough in this case.
You feel the police will make a breakthrough? You're real hopeful, but you have a lot of faith in the police.
They got on board, they came around late.
Well, and sometimes too late shall be the cry. You ever saw this? I was talking about the show 48 hours. I mean, how long after did they come on board with you? How long after?
I think they made the arrest sometime. So the incident of the child missing was reported on the Monday night.
That's last week Monday?
Last week Monday night.
Wow. And when was the arrest, man?
Okay, on Tuesday, they were focused on the sea and coastal searches, and we abandoned that on Friday. Mm-hmm. I believe it is on Friday they would have detained the common law husband and the mother either Friday or Saturday. But right. That is 5 days after.
5 days pass. Wow. Hi, Mr. Rambaran. Well, I mean, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your service. I do hope you find something, you know, to get some closure. But like I say, the people who knows where to tell you, where to look, where to go, and just have people wasting their time. I mean, we need to make those people speak. There are ways to make people speak, but I don't know, boy. Like, I don't know. It's
I think it will eventually happen, and and they would have brought in their best investigators on this case, because it is a case of national interest. It is hurting Trinidad and Tobago. It is hurting you. It is hurting our team really badly, because we have to interact with the members of the Angry Public here in Tobago. And, we're really hoping that this could be brought to an end, and that the baby Angelo is located.
Mm. All right, yes, we do hope so. Hi, Mr. Rambaran. Thank you very much for you and your team. Once again, somebody said, well, what about sniffer dogs? You have any sniffer dogs working with you? I mean, sniffer dogs?
Yeah, there are people who feel that, and their dogs could do the work of the cadaver dogs. That's not true. Right. Hunting dogs are red for chasing living animals.
Mm.
And, but I could confirm that the TTPS canine unit is in Tobago, and I could also confirm that we worked with them, with the dogs, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, sir, once again, right?
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability, the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.